7338.
Yeah, 7328, my last stop on 94 in Foster. The couples wouldn't get off the bus, and the woman is very, he said the woman is unconscious. She needs an ambulance.
Okay, so there are people on your bus, a male and a female, and the male is requesting an ambulance for the female?
No, the male tried to wake the females up, because that's my last stop. And he said he couldn't wake her up, so he needs an ambulance.
Okay, and they are on your bus?
Yes, ma'am. I am laying over right now.
Okay, have you attempted to wake the passenger without touching them?
Well, the man is trying to wake her up. And he tried to, he said, call the ambulance. So that means that the guys will try to wake her up, but she wouldn't wake up.
Okay. So how old is the female?
The thing is in the 20s. And the man is in the 30s.
Okay, is she white, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
I think she's white. It looks like they're homeless, I guess.
Okay, I copy. My partner is on the line with 911, so if they have any more questions, I will need to get info from you, so just stand by, please.
Okay, copy that. Thank you so much.
And when they boarded the bus, did they both board together or were they separate?
Yeah, they're together. They are sitting in the back row all the way to the bus.
Okay, and was the woman, is she breathing? And does it look like it's normal, her breathing?
I couldn't see because I'm afraid to go to the back. And I asked the man, try to wake him up, you know, I need to take a break. And he said she's unconscious. Need an ambulance.
Okay, since you're at the front of the bus and you do not feel safe walking to the back, can you ask the man if she is breathing?
Okay, can you hold on one second, okay?
Yeah, just ask them over the PA if you need to. Stay in your seat, just ask them over the PA.
Oh my gosh, he says she's not breathing.
Alright, we're going to time out. I'm going to call you back at 2203. 7338. Can you ask the person that is with her if they know how to do CPR and if they are able to give it to her?
Just hold on.
I'm standing by.
7338, oh my gosh. Because I picked him up like on, I can't remember, but he's on some wing, something like on Horsey. He said he's been doing the CPR for her. The whole way, all the way from Horsey to Foster.
So did he carry her on the bus? Did she not walk onto the bus?
No, they both walk on the bus. And she looks a little bit tired, but I didn't see anything wrong.
Okay, so that's good then. So he's doing CPR now, from what you can see?
No, he's not. He said he's been doing that for her since they got on the bus.
Okay. Well, just stay put. We have medical responding. My partner's still on the line with him.
Okay, I heard the ambulance coming.
I'm hearing the noise as well. Are they on scene with you now?
So at 338.
7338, are they on scene with you now?
Not yet. I heard the cell, but I haven't seen the ambulance yet.
I copy. I'm going to stay on the line with you until we get this resolved, okay?
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So while we're on the line here, I'm just letting you know, I will need to send you an acid number, okay? We'll need you to do a report, just because we are sending medical. So if you can, we're gonna time out here. I'm going to call you right back at 2206. 7338.
7338, the ambulance is here.
Okay, ambulance is on scene. Can you give me that ambulance number? Can you see what it is?
I couldn't see that. I can find out when I approach to the truck.
Okay, if you're comfortable doing that, that's fine. If you're not, that's okay too. I just will mark it here that the ambulance is on scene.
Okay, copy that. They're here though. I gotta talk to them.
I copy. When you're all clear, there is a supervisor that's headed your way too. When everybody's done with you, send me a ready for service and we'll talk again before you start moving, okay?
Yes, copy that, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. At 228.